How grateful we are for the harmony of two sisters. Thank you, Patty and Sue, for always bringing us into Kol Nidre so magnificently. Welcome, Shana Tova, Shabbat Shalom. We're covering a lot of things this evening. Welcome to everyone. Welcome to those of you who are worshiping with us for the first time, or the first time in a long time. It was so wonderful to see so many second-gen TBS adults out there in the congregation tonight. Welcome back to all of the college students who found your way home. It's always a thrill to have you here with us. Welcome to the front row, some of my favorite people. I can't believe we're going to let some of you actually go to college. That's just... Welcome to everyone as we come to the holiest night of our year. We are so very grateful to all the volunteers who make everything possible and to our amazing staff, ably led and navigated by the most incredible executive director anywhere, our very, very special Lynn Richmond. Who behind the scenes troubleshoots with calm and cool. And I am so very grateful that God put her in our lives every single day. And I thank our wonderful leadership led by our president, David Charrington. We come together tonight on this holiest night of the year to pray and to join together as a community for this 32nd Kol Nidre service in our congregation's history, this second Shabbat of 5,778. In advance, I want to thank all of you who brought food for the collection for LCAC. We will still be accepting food, although we will not be eating any tomorrow. The buffet, lunch buffet, has been canceled. But I do appreciate the fact that you took time out of your busy lives to make sure that we could collect to take care of others. And we welcome to our Bima for the first time on Kol Nidre, Cantor Boxt, and for the first time her beautiful family, her husband Jason and her daughter Ariel and her daughter Talia. We are so glad that you are here. Welcome to our family. And we begin our service tonight on page 247. Please rise. Ribono Shel Olam, Lord of the universe, in awe and humility, we have come to stand before you to pray with your people Israel and on their behalf. Who is fit for such a task? Yet you are present to us whenever our voices rise in praise. In your great mercy, have compassion on me, on Rabbi Rappaport, and on Cantor Boxt, and on us all. Let our congregation not falter on our account, nor we on theirs. Guide the lips of all those who lead your people in worship. Strengthen our faith and purify our thoughts, and let your love draw a veil over all our failings. So may our prayers ascend this day to the throne of your glory. Amen. You may be seated. Our candlelighting this Shabbat and Yom Kippur can be found on page 248. It is my pleasure to welcome one of the most wonderful youth directors in the entire Jewish world and her entourage, led by our beloved President Ben Gross, I remember when Ben used to sit up front and fool around before. And now he's this responsible person surrounded by this amazing board and our regional board member, Adam Schreiman. Page 248.
Blessed is the Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who hallows us with mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat and the Day of Atonement. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shehechianu v'kiyamanu v'hegianu lazman hazeh. Blessed is the Lord our God, ruler of the universe, for giving us life, for sustaining us, and for enabling us to reach this season.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, b'tzivanu le'adlik ner, shel Shabbat v'shel Yom HaKippurim. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shehecheyanu v'kiyamanu v'hegiyanu lazman hazeh.
The best beastie board. Wonderful. Page 249, at the bottom of the page. Once more, Atonement Day has come, all pretense gone, naked heart revealed to the hiding self. We stand on holy ground between the day that was and the one that must be. We tremble. At what did we aim? How did we stumble? What did we take? What did we give? To what were we blind? Last year's confession came easily to the lips. Will this year's come from deeper than the skin? Say then, why are our paths strewn with promises like fallen leaves? Say then, when shall our lust be for wisdom? Say now, love and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall embrace. O hope of Israel,
in our weakness give us strength,
in our blindness be our guide. When we falter, hold our hand. Make consistent our impulse for good. Let us know the joy of walking in your ways. We read together. Kol Nidrei is the prayer of people not free to make their own decisions. People forced to say what they do not mean. In repeating this prayer, we identify with the agony of our forebears who had to say yes when they meant no. Kol Nidrei is also a confession. We are all transgressors, all exiled from the highest we know, all in need of the healing of forgiveness and reconciliation. For what we have done, for what we may yet do, we ask pardon.
For rash words,
broken pledges, insincere assurances, and foolish promises,
may we find forgiveness.
Averot sheben adam lamakom, yom hakipurim mechaper. Averot sheben adam lachavero, en yom hakipurim mechaper, ad shigiratze et chavero. For transgressions against God, the Day of Atonement atones, but for transgressions of one another, the Day of Atonement does not atone until they have made peace with one another.
Orzo.
Yeshiva shel mala uvishiva shel mata, al da'at ha-makom ve'al da'at ha-kahal, anu matirin lehitpalel im ha'avar yanim. In the sight of God and of the congregation, no matter how far some of us may have transgressed by departing from our people and our heritage, we pray as one on this night of repentance. Kol nidre, a whisper of wings, as promises are remembered. Saint and sinner alike communes with the Most High. We are at one.
Heart of all life, from this day of atonement to the next,
may we reach in peace. All Israel makes these vows to turn from sin and wrongdoing and to walk in the way of your law, the path of justice and right. Yet we know our weakness, how prone we are to fail. Help us to keep these vows made with contrite hearts. We have come to seek pardon and forgiveness.
Kol nidre v'esarei v'charamei v'konamei v'chinuyei v'kinusei u'shavu.
V'di asar na.
Together, let all our vows and oaths,
all the promises we make, and the obligations we incur to you, O God,
between this Yom Kippur and the next, be null and void should we, after honest effort, find ourselves unable to fulfill them.
Then may we be absolved of them.
Knowingly or not, the whole community of Israel and all who live among them have sinned. Let them be forgiven.
As in your love, you have been patient with this people from the time you led us out of Egypt to the present day. So in your great love, may you forgive your people now.
Vayomer Adonai, salachti kidvarecha. And the Lord said, I have pardoned in response to your plea. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shehecheyanu v'kiemanu v'hegiyanu lazman hazeh. Blessed is the Lord our God, ruler of the universe, for giving us life, for sustaining us, and for enabling us to reach this season.
Thank you.
O God, how can we know you? Where can we find you? You are as close to us as breathing, yet you are farther than the farthermost star. You are as mysterious as the vast solitudes of night, yet as familiar to us as the light of the sun. To Moses you said, you cannot see my face, but I will make all my goodness pass before you. Even so does your goodness pass before us in the realm of nature and in the varied experiences of our lives. When justice burns within us like a flaming fire, when love evokes willing sacrifice from us, when to the last full measure of selfless devotion, we demonstrate our belief in the ultimate triumph of truth and righteousness, then your goodness enters our lives, then you live within our hearts, and we through righteousness behold your presence.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Leolam Vaed.
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha v'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha ve'odecha. V'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha v'veitecha u'vlechtecha v'aderech Uvshachbucha uvkumecha, ukshartam laot al yadecha, vehayu litotafot bein enecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha. Lema'an tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'yitem kedoshim l'elohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem. Asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiyot lachem l'Elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your being. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way. When you lie down and when you rise up, bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God. I led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. True and enduring are the words spoken by our prophets. You are the living God. Your word brings life and light to the soul. You are the first and the last. Besides you, there is no redeemer or savior. You are the strength of our life, the power that saves us. Your kingdom and your truth abide forever. You have been the help of our people in time of trouble. You are our refuge in all generations. Your power was manifest when we went free out of Egypt. In every liberation from bondage, we see it. May your law of freedom rule the hearts of all your children, and your law of justice unite them in friendship. May the righteous of all nations rejoice in your love and triumph by your power.
O God, our refuge and our hope, we glorify your name now.
Mi kamocha ba'elim Adonai, mi kamocha et arba kodesh, nora te'ilot osefele. Malchutecha ra'u v'necha, ukeyam lifnei Moshe, ze'eli. Adonai Yad Adonai et Yaakov Ugalo Miyad Chazak Mimenu Baruch Ata Adonai Gal Yisrael.
The shadows fall, but end of day fills the eye with brightness. The infinite heavens glow, and all creation sings its hymn of glory. With hope, therefore, we pray for light within. O God, reveal yourself, hide no more. Let your face shine on all who seek you. Eternal and infinite God,
banish our darkness, be present to us.
Then shall we be at peace, O God, whose peaceful shelter we seek through all the days and nights of our lives. Yom hazeh yechaper aleichem letaher etchem mikol hatotechem lifnei Adonai titaru. For on this day atonement shall be made for you to purify you. You shall be cleansed from all your sins before the Lord.
Yitgadol yitgadash merabba belmad ivrach yurutei v'yamlich malchutei v'chayechon v'yomechon v'chayedecho bet Yisrael v'agalav izman kari v'imru amen. Yahei shemei rabba mevorach le'alam ul'al me'almaya yitbarach yitbarach v'yishtabach V'yitba'ar, v'yitroman, v'yitnase, v'yitadar, v'yitale, v'yitalal, shamei d'kudesha, v'yichu leila min kol birchata, v'shirata, tushbechata, v'nechemata, tamiram be'ama, v'imeru, amen.
Please rise.
Yeah, I know.
Adonai, Eloheinu v'Elohei Avoteinu v'im,
Elohei Avraham,
Elohei Yitzchak, v'Elohei Yaakov, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'Hanara, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'Kone Hakol, V'Zocher Chasdei Avot, Umevi Geula Livnei V'Nehem, Lama'an Shemo V'Yahava. Praise be the Lord our God and God of all generations, God of our mothers and fathers, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, great, mighty, and exalted. You bestow love and kindness on all your children. You remember the devotion of our ancestors. In your love, you bring redemption to their descendants for the sake of your name. Together, remember us unto life, O King, who delights in life, and inscribe us in the book of life for your sake, O God of life.
The lyric for Lamancha Zochreinu can be found inside your service program folder.
Helper, our Savior and Protector, blessed is our eternal God, shield of our people in every age. Great is the eternal power at the heart of life, mighty the love that is stronger than death.
Faithful love gives life to all and asks grace to restore our strength.
Life's harsh winds uproot the weak, its hard rains beat down upon our kin. Let those who stand support the falling, keep faith with those who lie in the dust.
To the sick we must bring healing, and to those who are bound, release.
How good to redeem the ancient pledge, for joy to blossom in arid soil.
We give thanks for the power to live and act,
for the blessing of love that is stronger than death. Please be seated. We continue on page 265. O source of mercy, give us the grace to show forbearance to those who offend against us. When the wrongs and injustices of others wound us, may our hearts not despair of human good. May no trial, however severe, embitter our souls and destroy our trust. When beset by trouble and sorrow, our mothers and fathers put on the armor of faith and fortitude. May we too find strength to meet adversity with quiet courage and unshaken will. Help us to understand that injustice and hate will not forever afflict the human race, that righteousness and mercy will triumph in the end. Sanctify us with your mitzvot and bring us near to your service, that we may be worthy to proclaim your truth to all the world.
Satisfy us with your goodness, and bless us with your salvation.
Purify our hearts,
that we may serve you in truth.
For you, O God, are truth, and your word endures forever.
Blessed is the Lord who sanctifies the Sabbath, Israel, and the Day of Atonement. Be gracious, O Lord, our God, to your people Israel, and receive our prayers with love. Oh, may our worship always be acceptable to you. Fill us with the knowledge that you are near to all who seek you in truth. Pour out your spirit upon us. Let our eyes behold your presence in our midst and in the midst of our people in Zion. Blessed is the Lord, whose presence gives life to Zion and all Israel. Baruch atah Adonai. Hamachazir Shchinato Letzion. We gratefully acknowledge, O Lord our God, that you are our creator and protector, the rock of our life and our protecting shield. We give thanks to you for our lives which are in your hand, for our souls which are ever in your keeping, for your wondrous providence and your continuous goodness, which you bestow upon us day by day. Truly, your mercies never fail, and your love and kindness never ceases. Therefore, do we forever let life abundant be the heritage of all the children of your covenant. Blessed is the eternal God, to whom our thanks are due.
Shalom.
Precious gift, O eternal source of peace, and give us the will to proclaim its message to all the peoples of the earth. Bless our country that it may always be a stronghold of peace and its advocate among the nations. May contentment reign within its borders, health and happiness within its homes. Strengthen the bonds of friendship among the inhabitants of all lands. And may the love of your name hallow every home and every heart. Teach us, O God, to labor for righteousness and inscribe us in the book of life, blessing, and peace. Blessed is the eternal God, the source of peace.
On this Shabbat Yom Kippur, Amisha Berach, goes directly to God. We are also filled with gratitude for all those who have been on the Misha Berach list this year, who are here in our sanctuary. And as I look out, if you were on the Misha Berach or in our prayers recently or not so recently, our hearts are filled with gratitude that you're here. There are so many people in need of our prayers. You, people you know and love. So many people who have been victims of natural disasters in recent weeks. We hope and we pray that our Misha Berach radiates through this sanctuary and beyond. Ellen put out cards today because it's Shabbat, so please sign the cards for all the people. We want to know that we care. We want them to know that we care. Please know that whether you are broken in mind or body or spirit, the Misha Berach has said for you every single service, even at religious school. And we take into our hearts all of your loved ones and friends and all the very precious people on our list. And we reach out way beyond our congregational community. For everyone who needs healing tonight, we sing the Misha Berach.
Say shalom bim roma.
Thank you.
As we turn to page 269 for the Vidui, we will be standing for a number of pages. I do not know why they put, please be seated in the middle, the Ashamnu, the prayer that those of us who grew up banging our chests to that alphabetical prayer needs to be said standing. So if you wore uncomfortable shoes, you can take them off. Please rise. We read together. Our God, God of our mothers and fathers, grant that our prayers may reach you. Do not be deaf to our pleas, for we are not so arrogant and stiff-necked as to say before you, Lord, our God of all ages, we are perfect and have not sinned. Rather do we confess, we have gone astray, we have sinned, we have transgressed. Together we confess these human sins, the sins of arrogance, bigotry, and cynicism, of deceit and egotism, flattery and greed, injustice and jealousy. Some of us kept grudges, were lustful, malicious, or narrow-minded. Others were obstinate or possessive, quarrelsome, rancorous, or selfish. There was violence, weakness of will, xenophobia. We yielded to temptation and showed zeal for bad causes. We have turned aside from your commandments and from your precepts, and it has not availed us. You are just whatever befalls us. You call us to righteousness, but we bring evil upon ourselves. What can we say before you who dwell on high? What shall we plead before you enthroned beyond the stars? Are not all things known to you, both the mysteries of eternity and the dark secrets of all that live? You search the inmost chambers of the heart and probe the deep recesses of the soul. Nothing is concealed from your sight. Now may it be your will, O Lord God of all generations, to forgive all our sins, to pardon all our wrongdoings, and to blot out all our transgressions.
The sin we have committed against you under duress or by choice.
The sin we have committed against you consciously or unconsciously.
And the sin we have committed against you openly or secretly.
על חטא שחטאנו לפניך בהרהור הלב.
Sin we have committed against you in our thoughts.
על חטא שחטאנו לפניך בדיבור פה.
Sin we have committed against you with our words.
ועל חטא שחטאנו לפניך בחוזק יד. And the sin we have committed against you by the abuse of power. ועל כולם אלוהה סליחות, סלח לנו, מחל לנו, כפר לנו. For all these sins, O God of mercy, forgive us, pardon us, grant us atonement. על חטא שחטאנו לפניך באימוץ הלב.
The sin
we have committed against you by the hardening of our hearts. על חטא שחטאנו לפניך בחילול השם. The sin we have committed against you by profaning your name. ועל חטא שחטאנו לפניך בזלזול הורים ומורים. And the sin we have committed against you by disrespect for parents and teachers. על חטא שחטאנו לפניך בלשון הרע. The sin we have committed against you by speaking slander. על חטא שחטאנו לפניך במסע ובמתן.
The sin we have
committed against you by dishonesty in our work. ועל חטא שחטאנו לפניך בהונאת רע. And the sin we have committed against you by hurting others in any way. ועל כולם אלוהה סליחות, סלח לנו, מחל לנו, כפר לנו. For all these, O God of mercy, forgive us, pardon us, grant us
atonement.
As we continue on page 278. Our God and God of all generations, may the sense of your presence never leave us. May it keep us ever faithful to your covenant. Make us responsive to your teaching that we may walk in your ways. Fill our souls with awe and our hearts with love that we may return to you in truth and with all our being. Lord our God, let the strength of our longing for you help us to grow in the wise use of our powers, that through us your power may be magnified in human life, so we may hallow this world and labor to redeem it.
Shuvah, Hadeh.
We honor the presidents of our brotherhood and sisterhood and their wonderful spouses as we rise for Avinu Malkeinu on page 280. Avinu Malkeinu, Shema Kolenu. Our Father, our King, hear our prayer. Avinu Malkeinu, Ptach Sharei Shamayim, L'Tfilatenu.
Our Father, our King, let the gates of heaven be open to our plea.
Avinu Malkeinu, Teisha Hazot, Shat Rachamim, Ve'et Ratzon Milfanecha.
Our Father, our King, let this be an hour of compassion and favor.
Avinu Malkeinu, Harem Keren Yisrael Amecha. Avinu Malkeinu Aseh Lema'an Harugim Al Shem Kodshecha.
Our Father, our King, remember those slain for their love of your name.
Avinu Malkeinu Aseh Lema'an Ba'eva Eshu V'mayim Al Kiddush Shemecha.
Our Father, our King, remember those who went through fire and water for your sake.
Avinu Malkeinu Aseh Lema'ancha V'hushiyenu. Avinu Malkeinu Kotvenu B'Sefer Slicha U'Mechila.
Our Father, our King, inscribe us to the Book of Forgiveness.
Avinu Malkeinu Kotvenu B'Sefer Chayim Tovim.
Our Father, our King, inscribe us for blessing in the Book of Life.
Avinu Malkeinu Kotvenu B'Sefer Geula V'Yeshua. Avinu Malkeinu Chanenu V'Anenu. Ki ein banu ma'asim, asei imanu tzedaka v'chesed v'hushiyenu.
Father, our King, be gracious and answer us, for we have little merit. Treat us generously and with kindness, and be our help.
Avinu Malkeinu, chaneinu v'aneinu, Avinu Anenu vanenu, ki ein banu masim. Asei manu, tzedaka v'chesed. Asei manu, tzedaka v'chesed.
It was when I read about the Jews in Charlottesville that Saturday morning of the white supremacist rally, sneaking out the back door of their synagogue to avoid being seen and possibly attacked for being Jewish, that I first thought, I need to get this necklace. Where is it? There it is. Not this exact one necessarily, but one with a Jewish star on it. It's been many years since I've worn Jewish jewelry. It's not naturally my thing to have personally identifying items on me as I make my way out in the world. And there's a few different reasons for that. I mean, I don't have a TBS bumper sticker on my car, but that's because I don't need the whole world judging the Jewish people based on my driving. You're welcome. I do prefer to avoid the vulnerability that comes from wearing or carrying anything out in public that contains personally identifying information. However, lately, I feel differently. In a world in which it seems increasingly dangerous to be visibly of a minority religion or culture or background or race, it feels increasingly pressing for all of us to comfortably and proudly assert our uniqueness. For the personal well-being that comes from owning with comfort who we are, each finding our own special way in the world, and for the health and strength of our diverse society, a place we see through Jewish eyes as made up of different individuals, each created in the image of God. The Torah calls this holy day Yom Kippurim, in the plural form, the Day of Atonements. Over the centuries, noted Jewish sages point out that there is a Hebrew pun here that contains an unexpected truth. In Hebrew, we would say, Yom Kippurim, the Day of Atonements, sounds just like the phrase Yom Kippurim, a day like Purim, the holiday that's also pronounced Purim. If you know anything about Purim, you would be right to be shocked by the comparison. Yom Kippur is a day like Purim, the holiday of wild parties, drinking, costumes, noisy groggers, overall silliness, and carnivals. Among the many interesting connections that have been made by our rabbis over the centuries between these two days is one very powerful image: costumes, masks, disguises. On Purim, the disguised Queen Esther unmasks herself. She outs herself as a Jew to save the Jewish people of Persia. Afterwards, Esther lives a more truthful life, and the Jews of Persia live with greater security. Yom Kippur is also a time for unmasking, unmasking our souls, increasing our comfort with being and living honestly and fully who we really are. Our tradition has always held this Kol Nidre night as the most holy time of the year. On this sacred night, the gates of heaven and the universe are especially open to prayers. At this sacred hour, our souls are especially open to being touched by holiness and inspiration. It is a time for each of us to ask ourselves, how much of my time and energy am I directing to maintaining a false facade, putting out to the world what I think seems most acceptable, and how much toward being uniquely myself, the self that is best and the most true. I want to share an experience from my own life, not because my story is unique, but rather because the theme of my story is, I believe, universal. When my younger daughter was a high school senior, I prepared to leave Boise for a bigger city in order to return full-time to the rabbinate. I was open to a variety of Jewish settings and roles. I created a series of resume drafts, spoke with interest to many Jewish professionals around the country. The first words of wisdom from out in the field: no one is going to give you a job at your age. Some advised me of this straight up, and others thought I might be able to have a shot at interviews if I did not list any dates on paper or online. Off came college graduation and ordination years and specific years of my professional experience. My LinkedIn profile was clean and my year of birth safely hidden. Then there was the identified problem created by my choice to work part-time so I could focus on raising my girls. I was instructed to take out anything that revealed part-time or volunteer status that would be held against me, and then to remove my girls altogether from the personal line of my resume. Any reference to my being a mother would be taken to mean I hadn't been serious about my professional life. Then there was my address across the top of the resume. Let's not even get started on the fact that I lived in Idaho. My street address included a unit number, an indication I did not own a single family house. There are sometimes economic implications to having an address with a unit number, and I was advised to take it off because it might not look properly rabbinic and professional. As I finally decided to move east to pursue Jewish professional opportunities, and my parents supported and housed me through this time of transition, this was another piece of my story that I was advised to hide from judging ears and eyes. For the purposes of delivering a sermon with a real emotional wallop, I'd like to be able to share one dramatic moment when I finally burst out and proclaimed to the world, "I'm proud of who I am." But nothing that dramatic actually happened. I just gradually realized that there was absolutely nothing shameful about my life and my choices, and I was tired of acting like there was. I had no reason to feel inadequate or less than anyone else because I was born in 1960 and chose to arrange my professional life around my children, and I had neither the resources nor the desire to buy a house, and that I had supportive parents who helped me pursue my dreams. I decided that even though my professional search would take longer and be more difficult, I would no longer live in fear that honest truths about my life would be found out. Of course, you know the story eventually ended happily. I am matched with a wonderful congregation with leadership who assesses people based not on societal prejudices, but through the lens of true Jewish values. Just as my own life story and background shapes me and gives me perspective and brings me unique blessings, each of you has a life story that may possibly vary from some imagined societal ideal, but which is a precious gift. As our sages have taught, Yom Kippurim is a Yom Kippurim. This day, like Purim, is a day for stripping off the masks we wear because of prejudices or insecurities or because we think we should be somebody else. It is a time for honestly embracing ourselves and our choices, for owning who we have been, and looking ahead to a year in which we can draw from the strengths and the lessons of our life stories to shine our unique light in the world. And in this way, Yom Kippur is not only like Purim, but also like Hanukkah. Unfortunately, there are no yummy latkes to eat. But the primary mitzvah, the sacred Jewish responsibility of Hanukkah, is very much in keeping with the spiritual responsibility of this day of Yom Kippur. There are a number of beloved customs around Hanukkah, but the central mitzvah of the festival is a two-parter. Need another prompt. One has a sacred obligation not only to light and bless the Hanukkah candles, but also Pirsum Hanes, to publicize the Hanukkah miracle by placing the menorah outside or in a window where all the world may see the beauty of its unique and meaningful flames. Our Hanukkah light represents hope when things seem dark. It recalls a story about how a small minority, proudly living our own traditions, struggled to remain strong and free and emerged victorious. And when we place this unique Hanukkah light in a window for the world, we share our message. We believe there is hope that each community and culture and each unique individual can bring their best and illumine the world. I never cease to be moved by true life stories, sometimes shared through books or articles, sometimes through movies, sometimes directly from the person, him or herself. Stories in which someone bravely comes forward, opening up about who they are to a world that may not be ready to hear it, and then goes on to success, paving a path for others like them, creating full acceptance for humanity's diversity. It could be a story from today or from decades past, someone who declared in a restricted workplace that they are Jewish, someone announcing to their loved ones that they are gay or lesbian or transgender, someone speaking publicly about living with depression or other emotional or physical conditions. And of course, there are many people who are unable to hide things that might prompt bias against them due to race or ethnicity or gender or certain physical disabilities that are all visibly obvious. There is no shortage of personal situations that society can stigmatize. When each one of us chooses to live openly and honestly, we stand in solidarity together, helping to encourage and empower others to live as their most authentic selves. A young Muslim woman in a hijab came up to me here in our social hall the night we hosted the Rumi Forum's interfaith panel that included me, a pastor, and a Muslim. The visitor said, "I want to share this story with you." It was a story I found very moving, and with her permission, I share it with you tonight. "I had been feeling isolated, scared, and depressed," said the young woman, originally from Turkey. "I believe in wearing my headscarf, and yet whenever I would be out in public, people would give me nasty looks or even say rude things to me. Sometimes I even feared for my physical safety. I came home one day and told my husband, 'I'm not sure I could keep doing this. It is just wearing me down.' One day, soon after, I'm out walking in the city, and I see two men go by who are wearing kippahs, walking and talking with confidence, very publicly displaying on their heads the symbol of their Jewish religion. It brought me joy and courage. If they can do it, then so can I. And from that day, I have drawn strength from those Jewish men to wear my own religious symbol out in the world." Just this week, I walked into Panera wearing one of my Jewish stars around my neck and was aware of my self-consciousness about it. Clearly, I'm someone who's proud of being Jewish and not embarrassed by it, but I really prefer to be more personally anonymous and under the radar when I'm out in public, and it was a little bit of self-disclosure, a little more than I was comfortable with. But in a very small way, It brought me sensitivity for those whose status as a minority can't be hidden. It brought me sensitivity for those of ours and all religions and ethnicities who feel personally called by their beliefs or backgrounds to dress in a certain way. It brought me awareness that our world is not yet at the point where every individual can freely and fully and safely shine their unique light out in the world. May our honest prayer and self-reflection on this Yom Kippur help each of us to find the peace, the comfort, and the grounding that comes from living our best and true selves, inwardly and outwardly. And may each of our unique lights shine brightly for us, for our community, for all of our neighbors, as we, like a Hanukkah Shamash candle, share the light of respect, compassion, and hope with each other and the world. Ken yehi ratzon, may this be God's will.
As we gather round the table to say a prayer for those we love, all the words that will be spoken, they will never be enough to encompass all the feelings that our brittle hearts can bear. All the storms that rage in silence fill our organs up with air, and the sound it makes is an honest song. Our hearts sing an honest song. All the time spent catching raindrops, all the time we spent in bed, all the hours we have wasted, we will never see again. So be good with what you're given, for it's all you have to give. We are only passing shadows in a mighty wind, and the sound it makes is an honest song. Our hearts sing an honest song.
Concluding prayers tonight begin on page 282 as we rise for Aleinu. We read together. Birth is a beginning, and death the destination, and life is a journey from childhood to maturity and youth to age, from innocence to awareness and ignorance to knowing, from foolishness to discretion, and then perhaps to wisdom, from weakness to strength, or strength to weakness, and often back again, from health to sickness, and back, we pray, to health again, from offense to forgiveness, from loneliness to love, from joy to gratitude, from pain to compassion, and grief to understanding, from fear to faith, from defeat to defeat to defeat, until looking backward or ahead, we see that victory lies not at some high place along the way, but in having made the journey,
stage by stage,
a sacred pilgrimage. Birth is a beginning, and death a destination, and life is a journey, a sacred pilgrimage to life everlasting. Tonight is also Shabbat, and every Shabbat we take time to remember. We don't read a list of names. We remember a list of lives, people we touched and cared for and loved with all of our hearts. And so tonight, as you feel the tallit of love wrapped around you, as you remember loved ones who are no longer with you this Kol Nidre, we remember our beloved members who have died in the past year. Bernie Rosemarin, Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg, and Susan Feidelman. And we mourn the losses in the past 30 days for our members and our country. We mourn all who died during Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria, and in the earthquake in Mexico. And we remember with love Gerald Zeff, friend of Jamie and Sandy Adams, Ellis Hart, uncle of Julian Hart, Jim Willis, friend of Julian Hart, Gloria Dahlberg, mother of David and mother-in-law of Joan. And we mourn the loss in recent days of Rabbi Joshua Haberman, a great leader of our Washington Jewish community. And we remember the Yahrzeits and anniversary of death that fall the Shabbat in this week. Hyman Berman, Jerry Littman, Joseph B. Margulies, Colonel Audra McLaughlin, Connor Wilkinson, Edith Schwartz, Sandy Taggart, Leo Brown, Jeffrey Veristek, Mary Carr, Shirley Leung, Lynn Bernstein, Tobias Levine, David Osterlink, Michelle Sears, Stephen Sherman, Ruth Watkins, Buck Burgess, Joan New, William Tunick, Max Vogel, Matt Wanatek, Cindy Asta, Sam Beanstalk, Lois Jacobs, Fanny Ribnick, Irving Zlotnick, Marilyn Podgany, B. Yar, Faye Wagner, Marianne Fernandez, June Audrey Maurer, Eva Ginsberg, Mario Monteleone, Lester Rosenberg, and Matthew Sylvan. Zichronam Livracha. May each of their memories be with us as we take into our hearts all those we have loved and lost, and all those who have no one to remember them, we rise for the Kaddish. Yit gadal,
yit gadash shmei rabba, ve'alma divra frute v'yamlich malchute, v'chayechon v'yamechon v'chayed v'obed
Yisrael, v'ha'kalah v'zman kari v'imru, amen. Yehesh shmei rabba v'vorach le'alam u'alme almaya, yit barach v'yishtabah v'yit pa'ar v'yit mamam v'yit naseh, V'yit gadar, v'yit kalev, v'yit kalal, sh'nei t'kusha,
v'yit
kalev. La'el ha'im kol b'yuchatah, sh'itavtah. Tushpatah, nechemata,
ta'amiran, v'yama, v'yivru, amen. Yehesh, shlama, rama, nishnaya, v'chayim, aleinu, ve'al kol Yisrael,
Shabbat Shalom. Yom Tov. I am David Sherrington, president of Temple B'nai Shalom, and on behalf of the officers and board of directors, I am so pleased to welcome you here this evening as we continue our 10 days of worship, fellowship, and reflection. During these days of awe, as we take a personal inventory of ourselves, it is also an opportunity to consider us collectively as a congregation, both looking back and forward. In this year of transition for us and our temple, how do we look through that introspective lens? It should come as no surprise to you that since we've been led by the best senior rabbi imaginable for the past 31 years, I've heard from some members who are concerned about the change ahead of us. After all, for the first time in TBS history, we will have a new rabbi leading us in high holy day services 1 year from now. Thanks to our rabbis, our temple leadership, including my fellow board members and committee chairs, and the community that all of you have built at TBS, I'm fully confident that we will not only successfully move through this transition, but that TBS will thrive. What's the basis for this confidence? First, while Rabbi Perlin will no longer be our senior rabbi after her retirement, she will be Rabbi Emerita at TBS. True, we will have to adjust to this new status for Rabbi Perlin, and so will she. But Rabbi Perlin and Gary will be welcome members in our place of worship, learning, and fellowship. Second, as I mentioned during Rosh Hashanah services, our secret here at TBS is that we have a very strong minhag, or set of congregational customs, that will continue to guide us. Last week, I mentioned that a member had asked where they could get a copy of our minhag. I thought I replied smartly that it isn't something that's written down. It's just who we are. Well, I've learned that my response was not entirely true. Actually, there is a written copy, or at least there was one. After services last week, a TBS member handed me a copy of Minhag B'nai Shalom. Who knew? This copy, dated 5754, or 24 years ago. So my deep apologies to that member who sought the written version. I'm sorry for what I did wrong. However, I stand by my statement that we have a strong minhag at TBS, that we know who we are, and that is still true. I know this because almost every sentence of this booklet from 5754 remains true today. But even without the booklet, if we were to assemble a focus group of TBS members, I'm confident we would come up with the same items listed, and thus the booklet is not necessary. My third reason for my confidence in our future is because of another person sitting behind me. Less than 2 years ago, we were so fortunate to have Rabbi Rappaport join us at TBS. It's hard to believe. Try to imagine TBS without her. I, for one, cannot. She has become such an important part of TBS, whether it's inviting our students into Temple on Sunday mornings, leading a wonderfully thoughtful and entertaining sermon at Family Services, or leading an adult educational program. And we are so happy about who she is. And we know the whole resume. TBS is always changing, with new members, new visitors, new programs, new wonderful music. Thank you for your beautiful music and voice, Kenner Boxed. And yes, we welcome new rabbis, an interim rabbi, and then a new senior rabbi. I'd like to take a moment to discuss our decision for initially bringing an interim rabbi to TBS. This is the recommendation made by our search committee, led by our second vice president, Jack Schreiben. But they arrived at the recommendation only after extensive research and from strong recommendations by the Union for Reform Judaism, the Central Conference of American Rabbis, and even Christian clergy organizations. Since TBS was first created, we have had the incredible honor and privilege to have our beloved Rabbi Perlin as our founding and senior rabbi. But as many religious organizations, including Reformed Temples, have experienced, moving straight from an established religious leader to the next requires some time to reflect and adjust. This led to the recommendation by the search committee to bring in an interim rabbi first and then begin a search for our settled rabbi. We will continue to provide information at each step of the way, and we will continue to need all of you to be involved in this very important decisions. But even all of these changes won't change the core values that make TBS community so great. We will continue to maintain our traditions that we embrace or our unchanging minhag. We'll embrace change while not changing who we are as a temple. As always, we will welcome new people in our community and welcome their new ideas. But we will not change who we are and all the aspects of temple life that all of you have built and enjoy each and every time you visit the temple. I would be remiss if I did not mention the tremendous value of our executive director, Lynn Richman, and Rabbi Perlin's executive assistant, Ellen Wolnick, that they provide to TBS. They will be essential to maintaining the institutional memory and Minhag every day with their excellent work. We will ask everyone at TBS to be involved in the transition as we celebrate Rabbi Perlin and soon as we meet candidates to be our interim rabbi. We will do this the TBS way together. On a separate matter, a little administrative business, one final issue to bring up. Thank you to everyone for helping our ushers upon your arrival at High Holy Day services and showing your ideas and wearing your lanyards. Please make sure you're wearing your lanyard at all times while at TBS during High Holy Days. This helps our ushers and security personnel to identify each of us. And unfortunately, this is required protocol at this time in the world in which we live. Thank you very much for everything you do for TBS during the High Holy Days and throughout the year. Wishing you a year filled with happiness, good health, and meaning. Shabbat Shalom, Shana Tova.
Our closing song this Shabbat Yom Kippur is Adon Olam. It can be found on page 75. Please rise.
Adon Olam Asher Malach Beterem Kol Yitzir Nivra Leit Nasah V'Chefto Kol Asai Melech Shemo Nikra Asai Melech Shemo Nikra V'Acharei Kichot HaKol Levado
Yeshmarecha Adonai v'yishmarecha.
May God bless you and keep you.
Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha.
May God's face shine in the face of your loved ones as they look into your eyes this new year. And may God always watch over you.
Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yisem lecha shalom.
May God's face shine upon you and grant you the greatest gift of life, the gift of inner peace. Shana Tova, Shabbat Shalom.
Shana Tova.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.